T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We talk about it a lot on this show because it is a growing problem. And, of course, that is, of course, the abuse of drugs, alcohol, pick it. Anyway, this is, by the way, just in case you're wondering, this is basically Prevention Week, National Prevention Week, and we're talking about those things. And we're talking with two people who are deeply involved, Jill Spinetti, who is here. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Ray.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
And you are President and CEO, Governor's Prevention Partnership, and Jill Hummel, who is a board chair. You're not with the hot dog people.
No relation.
They're very good, though. Board chair, Governor's Prevention Partnership, and president of Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield of Connecticut. These have been interesting times for your business.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's talk about, you know, what exactly we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a lot of things, and I guess it changes. Jill, how long have you been with the Governor's Prevention Partnership?
I've been there 20 years, and I've seen a lot of things come and go. That's
and
what this
I want to get
opioid
to.
Problem now is the worst that I've ever seen.
It's not being overstated, then, is it?
Absolutely not. This is the worst.
And so I guess the problem is, treatment, detection. And one of the things you guys do, and we should mention this, is that you will be more than happy to come out and talk to a corporation, give them some tips. And I want to get to Jill on this, too, because her husband happens to be in employment law. Mm-hmm. But here we are. What do? You come in, you talk. How does this work?
Yes, because we're a prevention organization, so what we want to do is prevent it. So we go in and talk to all the parents, the adults, anybody that has youth in their lives about the tips, how to talk to kids, what to do, how to monitor it. But while we're there, we're also helping the company to identify maybe any problems their employees are already having so that those problems can be addressed as well. We're trying to reduce the stigma so that people that need help can get help. Either the employee or their family.
Jill, let's get to you because there are a lot of issues involved here. Let's say, for example, you know, in your little cubicle farm, you may find somebody who's got an issue. Late to work, maybe their work has just fallen off. You know, what do you do? Because, I mean, you can fire them, but because of various regulations and laws, it's very difficult to get it done, is it not?
It can be very challenging. So what you generally do in those situations is you treat the actions that impact the employment,
right,
but you aren't necessarily dealing with the underlying cause. So what you hope is that through your EAP programs, and most companies, including Anthem, have robust EAP programs, that you refer people so that they can get the help they need and they can then be successful on the job.
You know, Jill, I don't want to get into politics. We will for a moment. And that's the whole idea about the possibility that marijuana will become legal in the state. That's just another problem, isn't it?
Well, it is another problem. And, you know, we were staunchly opposing that for a while. The reality is it's probably coming here.
Okay.
We are going to stay strong in our messaging that it's still very unhealthy for youth under 21 to be using marijuana. It does add to the problem. So many times people that are full-blown addicted say they started with marijuana.
Exactly.
It's very unhealthy. And we actually we help lobby to get to really strengthen the legislation if it does get passed and do away with the gummies and anything that's directed right to kids, advertising. And those sort of things. So we feel good about our role this year.
Well, Jill's son, I guess, lives in Washington State where it's legal, correct?
That is correct.
It's kind of weird to be driving down the street and see Pot R Us, you know. It's kind of weird that way, isn't it?
It is very unusual. And as I mentioned before, I actually went in one of these just because I was curious. And as Jill said, in that state, you go in and you see candy. And it makes it all look very innocent.
It's just fun.
It's, yeah.
You know, one other thing that we're not touching on here, you talked about opioids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that. But what about alcohol?
Alcohol, underage drinking is still a huge problem. In fact, that's how kids most likely get involved in substances in the first place.
I'll try this because
that's exactly right. And with the opioid problem coming in so strong, I think that is kind of pushed aside a little bit. But underage drinking is still a huge issue, and we still want to get the message out that parents really have to monitor their kids, talk about it. Summer's coming. Now's a good time to be really vigilant.
Jill Hummel is here. She's the board chair of the partnership and also, of course, president of Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. I would imagine in your business that these things can affect health, therefore affect your policies and your policy holders.
Right. They absolutely affect health, but more importantly, they really impact holistically people's lives, the quality of their life. And what we view our role is not just, you know, someone gets sick, they go to the doctor, we pay the claim. We right. really feel an accountability for improving lives. Because again, the tip of the iceberg in terms of impact on an employer is somebody's illness and the cost of their medical claim. That's the tip of the iceberg. The productivity right. yeah. is really what impacts employers. So we really want to include, you know, improve the health and wellness of our members
you.
And then the community, which is, of course, why we invest in the partnership. We have such a deep commitment to improving the health and well-being of
right.
the communities that we serve.
Right. Jill, if somebody – we were talking at the outset about the coming out to your corporation, your company, whatever it may be. How does one get into that?
They just have to call us at the partnership. Go on our website at preventionworks.org. PreventionWorksCT.org. Thank you for letting me correct that. And as for connecting for prevention, we have staff people ready to go. This is a free service. We've been
okay.
to architect firms, large, small firms. We're really there to be on the forefront. So
Lord
please give us a call.
You here, so
that's right.
It's 658 WT. I'm not ratting on anybody. I'm just saying. You know, it's radio. You know how the circus is. Okay, then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.